Jerry Bader Show, 1052. Oftentimes I mention the generational divide on topics in the show because I know we have listeners under 30. We have listeners over 70, probably over 80, maybe even over 90. God bless you if you're still out there with us. And we have listeners in their 20s. Earl and I provide a good median for that range. We're more or less in the middle. I mean, I will tell you, oh, it depends how you slice it. 25-54, 35-64. Those two cells, as they're called, demographic cells, are big in conservative talk radio. Earl and I are kind of tweeners there right now. That's not true. We're not 25-54 anymore, but I'm going to lie and call us tweeners anyway. We're more that 35-64 Daily Whopper. Anyway, how old do you have to be to really remember the oil embargo of 1973? Don't you think to really remember it, you have to be of driving age at that time? I wasn't, but I remember my parents were such news junkies. I was 12, so I was driving vehicles. Would you have like your temps or something around that time, Earl? Yeah. Oh, you had your license. Are you 4 years older than I am? Yeah, okay. Well, yeah, you would then. Yeah. And the long lines in the metropolitan areas and everything else. Chris Conley at WSAU says he remembers odd even fill-ups and people following tanker trucks to see which gas stations were getting deliveries. He's younger than I am. If you were a kid, maybe... You're way younger than I am. How could you know that, Chris? Anyway, he's 9 years younger than I am. Anyway, I realized what a pup he was. We're older than everybody, Earl. Anyway. So this story, I think, is so much bigger than most people realize. When you remember how OPEC, Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries. Everybody thinks the O in OPEC stands for oil somehow. Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries used to be able to bring this country to its knees. It's gone. They don't have the leverage anymore. What am I referring to? Oil returns to bear market. Do you know why this has happened? This has happened because of fracking, Earl, absolutely. As recently as 2 years ago, do you know what the break-even price was on fracking? How high oil had to be a barrel? No, it was more like 80 two or three years ago, and then it was 50. Now it's 40. Oil can be 40 a barrel, and it's still profitable to do hydraulic fracturing of shale oil. That's why there's a bear market. OPEC trying to drive the price up. They can't. Why? Why? Because fracking producers keep producing. Nobody saw that happening. And the glut continues and continues. This is as close. Remember these fantasy dreams of energy independence? Think about what this did. The big, huge American car went away. Why? Because OPEC brought us to our knees. Earl says, you mean windmills, right? No. This is what we never thought could happen. Where we've got the bull by the, I will say, tail. My dad would say something else, but... bull by the tail. Well, it was a farm and there was no one else around, you know. And we don't even seem to appreciate it. We don't even seem to recognize it. Now, clearly, there are other factors driving down the price of oil. But it has dropped 20.6% since February 23rd, marking the sixth bear market for crude in 4 years and the first since August. And this is when we get into the double-edged sword debate, because it can also, the energy sector can also drag down the rest of the economy, the markets, and everything else. And I get that. But this is what we've always dreamed about. Foreign oil, we are not, it's not the golden handcuffs anymore. And they, the reason they did this is they were convinced they could drive oil down to a price that would put most of the fracking sector out of business. Some did fail, certainly. But the others dealt with changing and improving technology to make it more profitable. Wow, that's a great point. An emailer says, you know, wait for some of the reforms coming if the Trump administration and Congress can get them done. And with increased technology, profitability could be as low as $25, $30 a barrel. It's possible. And there's still all sorts of fracking opportunities out there. This is, and it's the environmentalist's worst nightmare. Oh. The United States awash in oil. It's a nightmare from which they cannot awake, a dream come true for many of us. 10:59, Rush is next. Have a lovely one, won't you? Talk to you on Monday.
Twitter, go to jerrybatershow.com.